Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today's issue is about operating AI systems well, not just chasing the flashiest new model. The big story this week is that the platform layer is getting more mature. GitHub is making AI spending and agent visibility easier to govern. Oz is tying model access more closely to agent working environments. Hugging Face is pushing open-source robotics forward with a substantial LaRobot update. And NVIDIA is making the case that open models are becoming core infrastructure for research. First, GitHub. The company added cost center controls for included AI credits, which means enterprise teams can cap how much of a shared pool they consume. That is a very practical change for anyone who has ever watched one department burn through budget that another department paid for. GitHub also rolled out agent session streaming for enterprise users, which gives teams more visibility into prompts, responses, and tool calls. And the company set a retirement date for GitHub models, which is a reminder that model lifecycle planning is now part of engineering operations. Second, Oz. The company's latest roundup highlighted Claude Sonnet 5 on Oz and Amazon Workspaces for AI agents. That might sound like a lot of product naming, but the bigger point is that cloud vendors are increasingly offering full environments for agentic work instead of leaving teams to piece everything together themselves. For builders, that lowers friction and gives operators more consistency. Third, Hugging Face. LaRobot V0.6.0 is a serious release for the open-source robotics community. It adds world model policies, more vision language action model options, stronger evaluation tooling, and better rollout and training workflows. In other words, the robotics stack is getting more practical and more reusable. And finally, NVIDIA. Its latest blog argues that open models such as Nemotron, Cosmos, and BioNeMo are becoming essential for research and deployment experiments. That matters because open models are no longer just an academic curiosity. They are now a practical way to test, fine-tune, and deploy systems with more flexibility. So the theme is pretty clear. Teams are moving from how do we get access to a smart model to how do we run it safely, visibly, and cheaply. That is the real story. Now for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main practical change GitHub introduced for enterprise AI spend? The answer is B, GitHub added cost center AI credit pools that cap included usage. Question 2. Why is GitHub's agent session streaming feature important? The answer is B, it gives enterprises visibility into prompts, responses, and tool calls so they can govern agent activity more effectively. Question 3. Why does Hugging Face's LaRobot V0.6.0 matter to developers? The answer is B, it adds world model policies, new VLAs, and stronger evaluation tooling for open source robotics. Question 4. What does AWS's July 6 roundup suggest about enterprise AI strategy? The answer is B, managed model access and agent workspaces are becoming a more complete operating layer for teams. Question 5. What is the main takeaway from NVIDIA's open models message? The answer is B, open models are becoming practical infrastructure for research and deployment. That is your quick briefing. The smartest teams this week were not just experimenting with new models. They were building systems that can actually be operated.